being joined once again by Margaret Mills. And Margaret, I think you're off hunting celebrities, but not current celebrities, celebs in the 1920s,
no,
I believe.
No, come back with me to the 1920s. We all know where we'd go today. Brentwood.
Absolutely. Yes, of course.
If we're looking for celebs. But no, in the 1920s, you would have headed for Frinton.
Frinton?
Frinton. Well, yes, Frinton.
There you go.
Frinton was a place that attracted the 19th century celebrities. And it also attracted the 1920s celebrities as well. And amongst the 1920s celebrities that were attracted to Frinton were the Prince of Wales himself, later, very briefly, King Edward VIII, and afterwards the, of course, Duke of Windsor. He came to Frinton and stayed at Frinton for certain spells. Gracie Fields came to Frinton. Gracie Fields had a house at Frinton. I believe she'd named it Tinkerbell.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It obviously had some sort of association, maybe with Peter Pan.
Must
Who knows?
Been. Who knows, yeah.
Who knows? Ursula Howe also was one of the celebrities who came to Frinton. Sorry, Ursula Bloom, I should have said.
Okay.
Why did I call her Ursula Howe? Ursula Bloom. Now, Ursula Bloom, of course, in the 1920s, was an actress, and she was also known as a writer as well, a novelist. Gladys Cooper, actress. She came to Frinton. Ivor Novello, the composer and actor, also came to Frinton. But Ursula Bloom, sadly, was reprimanded by the authorities at Frinton. Frinton boasted of keeping itself as a very select resort. Everything was kept very trim. The grass was cut regularly. There were regular patrols to make sure there was no litter anywhere along the front. And unfortunately, Ursula Bloom fell foul of the authorities on account of the condition of her beach hut. And received quite a strong letter from the authorities at Frinton saying that the condition of her beach hut was actually letting the side down, and would she please arrange for it to have some much needed care and attention.
Did she?
I can only presume she did, because she carried on living at Frinton. And I guess if she hadn't, the authorities probably would have had something stronger to say about her. But Frinton wasn't everyone's cup of tea. And there is an in existence, a postcard sent by an anonymous person, I won't give the name of the person, who wrote home saying, "A month here seems like forever. There's no pier here. There's no band. There's no entertainment. I'll be glad to get home."
Right, okay. Thanks very much indeed. So where are you looking at next week then?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at holiday innovation, a holiday innovation of the 1930s.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Scott.